satisfied. They were two odd birds. Shadar and Guni didn't run together. Shadar considered themselves superior to everyone. Hanging around with a Guni would constitute a defilement of spirit, and Narayan was low-caste Guni. Yet Ram showed him deference. Neither harbored any obviously wicked designs toward me. At the moment, any companion was an improvement on traveling alone. I told them, "We ought to get moving. More of them could show up." "What is he doing?" Ram had a 10-pound rock. He was smashing the leg bones of the man he'd killed. Narayan said,
"Ram, that's enough. We're leaving."
Ram looked puzzled. He thought. Then he shrugged and discarded the rock. Narayan didn't explain his actions. He told me,
"We saw one fair-sized group this morning, maybe 20 men. Maybe we can catch up."
That would be a start. I realized I was starving. I hadn't eaten since before the battle. I shared out what I'd taken off the dead elephant. It didn't help much. Ram went at it like it was a feast, now completely indifferent to the dead. Narayan grinned.
"You see? An ox. Come. Ram, carry her armor."
2 hours later, we found 23 fugitives on a hilltop. They were beaten men, apathetic, so down they didn't care if they got away. Few still had their weapons. I didn't recognize any of them. Not surprising. We'd gone into battle with 40,000. They knew me. Their manners and attitude improved instantly. It pleased me to see hope blossom among them. They rose and lowered their heads respectfully. I could see the city and plain from that hilltop. The Shadow Master's troops were leaving the hills, evidently recalled. Good. We'd have a little time before they picked it up again. I looked at the men more closely. They had accepted me already. Good again. Narayan had begun speaking to them individually. Some seemed frightened of him. Why? What was it? Something was odd about that little man. "Ram, build us a fire. I want a lot of smoke." He grunted, drafted 4 men, headed downhill to collect firewood. Narayan trotted over, grinning that grin, followed by a man of amazing width. Most Taglians are lean to the point of emaciation. This one had no fat on him. He was built like a bear.
"This is Sindhu, mistress, that I know by reputation."
Sindhu bowed slightly. He looked a humorless sort. Narayan added,
"He'll be a good man to help out."
I noted a red cloth triangle at Sindhu's waist. He was Guni. "Your help will be appreciated, Sindhu. You two get this bunch sorted out. See what resources we have." Narayan grinned, made a small bow, hustled off with his new friend. I settled cross-legged, separate from the rest, faced the city, closed out the world. The golden hammer had come easily. I'd try again. I opened to what little talent I retained. A peppercorn of fire formed in the bowl of my hands. It was coming back. There is no way to express my pleasure. I concentrated on horses. Half an hour later, a giant black stallion appeared, trotted straight to me. The men were impressed. I was impressed. I hadn't expected success. And that beast was only the first of 4 to respond. By the time the 4th arrived, so had another 100 men. The hilltop was crowded. I assembled them. "We've lost."